Are there parts of motherhood that did not come naturally?
Do you feel overwhelmed? Are there secrets you wish you knew in advance about the motherhood journey?
Could you use a place to cope with motherhood, laugh your woes away, and lighten the mommy guilt?
Welcome to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance.
Welcome back to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance. On this week's episode, we're going to answer the question, is it time to hit the reset button? Memes, I hope you've been doing well since our last time together. But I'll just be straight out there, torn dry and memes. I am 2 seconds, I'm like 2 inches away from the reset button. And I just feel, and I don't even know if it's tired, because I can sleep, I can slow down, and it doesn't make me want to not hit the reset button any like slower. I think one of the red flags for me that I am tired is, or I'm tired of the way things are, is just the desire to quit and like not be a parent anymore. Like throwing the towel. Kids have won. I surrender. And I think the part that threw me over the edge was a birthday party. The bouncy houses did me in, Torn. Like the bouncy houses. So get this, picture it, like Sophia used to say in Golden Girls. Picture it, a front yard, one bouncy house, and a cold fall morning. And this child lived like far from us, so we get there early, we start the party. That wasn't enough though for my kid. He acted like he had never seen a bouncy house before. The party was literally scheduled for just an hour. That's it. An hour. All experienced parents know those kids took the party a half hour pass when it was supposed to end. Everybody was like, okay, we're 30 minutes over. We need to go. All those kind, lovely children immediately went to their parents and got in their cars and went. But did I? No. I was held captive there for another 30 minutes. Because I had that child that could not part with the bouncy house. And everybody, and you know, the parents of the kid, they were all okay with it because he was like, well, I didn't really get to play with it because there were so many people here before, and we're just playing basketball now because there's room
in
this
life. Such is life.
My gosh. So needless to say, I came back and I said, that's it. I quit parenting, I quit bouncy houses, and I quit elementary school parties. I'm done. Time to reset.
Yeah, I think when we were discussing this topic, I was having a very non-parent like logical thought of like, what's something I want to change? What's something I could be doing better? And it's like, no, I can't even think about that because I'm drowning in the tasks and the juggling and the long days. And I just want some solitude. So rather than reset, which includes it starting again, I want to pause. I want a hard pause, time out. And as Omar often tells me, there are no timeouts. Just like moms can't get sick, there's no timeouts. And I just have a hard time accepting that reality.
Yeah, I think that's part of my problem too. It's like, okay, well, there's no clocking out. And I don't know, I've done it so many different ways that I'm like, what is even a reset? It got me thinking about that. Like, not only when's the right time to pause, to rejuggle everything and reconfigure everything, but do we even need to restart? Like, is it really a reset that I'm after, or if I'm after a long pause or quit, which is not a word I like to use in my vocabulary to drive, and I think
I think
parenting, you
that's
know.
what was curious to me, because you're so not the quitter. Like, I'm so the throw in the towel, like, not feeling it, not gonna do this anymore, not gonna think about why, just it needs to stop. And you're so much more like tough it out. So it was interesting to me that this phase is bringing you with, like, I just want to pivot from what this is, right? Like, it needs to stop and I need something else. I was sharing that since the pandemic forced a pause and stop, I definitely have not gone back to the full load of what it was before, because I just felt like it was an opportunity to reassess what I was signing up to. And I think I've said that before, but I'm finding it really hard to come, like, say, yeah, let's add this in. Or, and I think there's paradigms of things that I won't say no to. So Soph and Bella are doing hip hop, and then Soph has acting, and then we're doing Girl Scouts. So there's commitments and things that are on a schedule, and I'm, an obliger. So this outer accountability, like, we're gonna show, we're gonna be part of the group. But aside from that, I really am not putting too many things on the calendar, and it's leaving a lot of family time. It's leaving a lot of, Soph and I have made like a Friday night cuddle and watch together, and that's kind of like how we end our Friday nights, rather than like a pizza and game night. It's more like a veg out, and snuggle up together and give O some quiet, do whatever he wants kind of time. But then we're kind of ready to be all up in each other's faces again on Saturday, but it's more mellow. And then dancing classes are later. The older they get, the later they can be, because all the early ones are left for the little ones. So those kind of commitments already feel like the parameters of the weekend, and I don't really want to add anything else. Like, before I went to San Diego, I squeezed everything I could possibly squeeze into a weekend. Had a late work night Friday, had a friend's event the Saturday, flew out, did the work thing, did the catch up friend thing, came back, jumped into a week. And I don't like when it's back to back to back, always on plan. Like, you have to have the laundry planned, your materials prep, what's going on so far in advance. There's no downtime. Like, when you hit that point where you're like, well, if I don't have all the things together now, I'm just not going to be ready for the next 14 days. Like, hello, that's not sustainable.
Yeah, I
That
don't
is
know.
not
Like,
sustainable.
yeah, I don't know. It's this is it time to hit the reset button question came to mind for a couple reasons. Like, you know, when do you know that that's the question that you're asking? And I would say, yes, it could be the unsustainable schedule, right? Or the drowning in the schedule that you don't even realize that it's becoming unsustainable. But I also think it's the mental checkout, like when you realize that you're physically present, but not mentally present. Or for me, one of the things that I've been meditating on for the past couple of months is this concept that it says in the Psalms that God says, I put gladness in your heart, and I don't feel it. I don't feel the gladness in my heart, and I also believe that the words that we speak come from the heart, and therefore what comes out of my mouth towards my kids sometimes does not sound like gladness. Like, I'm not experiencing that. So I'm like, how is that? If you're putting that in my heart, where is it going? Because it's not coming out of my mouth, and I'm not feeling it physically in my body. I actually feel like I got kicked in the face today before I even got up. So I think Torn Tribe, like, in all vulnerability and honesty with you, when you're waking up and or when you're going to bed and dreading waking up, or you're delaying going to sleep because you don't want to have to go live another
Face
day,
another day.
yeah, that is the sign of needing a reset. Like, that's the question that you're asking. What is it that I need to change in order to get joy again? Because for me, at least, I believe that for my children, I should embody joy, because who they're around me so much, and they are a gift, right? I believe they're a gift from God, given to me to steward and to care for. And so when I find myself resenting a gift that was given to me, I check myself. I'm like, man, how far have I gone? Like, where did I go? And so I just bring myself back to that place of saying, yeah, it's time to reset. And maybe memes, you're onto something. It's not so much reset in the sense of having to restart what we're pausing, but totally changing course, you know, turning around and changing direction. And for our family, I've noticed, like, yes, we have slowed down, but that it hasn't been filling my cup. And we've also had weekends where it's back-to-back stuff, and that also doesn't fill my cup. It's more of the I need more time one-on-one with each of my sons to actually have a quality moment. That fills my cup. And because there's so many of them, so many sons, guys, I have too many sons, that's really hard to meet on a weekly, let alone a daily basis, you know. But becoming conscious of that over the past month has made me realize I really need to stick to my date nights with them, because otherwise I turn into this very joyless, not so glad-filled mom.
Which is interesting because it makes me wonder on the reverse, like, are they aware when they need us in that one-on-one way? Like, is a lot of it the dynamic? Like, will the younger ones kind of feel like they just have to settle for what they get in a shared space because they came later on and there've always been these people? And do we identify? Do we identify that it is okay to seek that out? Because I sometimes feel that more in relationship to, like, it's when Justin's away and Bella's not with us, it's the three of us. And I sometimes do crave just partner time, right? And I don't want to be selfish or rude or like pawn, like, it's not about pawning sofa off on someone else, but it's just like, it's sometimes you get into that space where you can't have the adult conversation because there's always a child there, or you get like the, you know, or you're always having the child-centered conversation, which I always kind of analyze, like, is that realistic for her? Because the world is not going to revolve around her, and there is going to be like time and place and who pays attention and who's picking the topic and what it's about, and that whole kind of only child kind of thing sometimes, because she's the only one present at a certain time and it sets up dynamics. But I think it's interesting to be able to tap in and know when you want that one-on-one quality time, and that both of you should be able to add, you know, the boys and you should be able to advocate for it.
And I think they do without without
Like
even
without naming it
noticing,
and knowing
yeah,
it specifically,
without
yeah.
naming it or knowing it, I know that that's what they're craving when we're all stuck in a corn maze for 2 hours and we have four flags. They can't share flags. I'm like, people, we need one flag. One flag per family is the rule. But you all need your own independent flag. And for the purpose of one said son, purposely took his own flag because he's like, well, if I don't want to stick with you people, I just start waving this thing and someone will come get me out of this maze. So the lack of unity is my point, Florin tribe. Like my boys, when they're desiring one-on-one time with either me or their dad, the disunity amongst the quad becomes very thick and real. And they'll talk over each other. They'll have competing stories. Or their stories will get more like, oh, this is funnier. You know, they'll compete on who's funnier or who's stronger or who's faster. Like everything becomes a competition. And that's how I know, like, oh, this child needs one-on-one time, or that child needs one-on-one time.
That it's interesting too, because now that you're articulating it this way, it makes me think of part of one of the assessments we do with students. We'll talk about your extroverted, introverted, or combinations of both. And so it's that piece of what recharges you. And because you're in a larger family, we can't assume that the same dynamic always recharges you. So I think also your need for reset makes me think, like being intentional with your extra, like how you, because they call it like a balanced extrovert or something introvert in the assessment results, because I'm like a blended energizer, because I'm not on one extreme or the other. But there are certain activities that definitely I need to do in solitude, and other activities that I enjoy to do in a shared space. And I just think when you think of your dynamic, and you work at home, like you get a lot of everybody all the time. So I think
Yes,
even address, right? Yeah, like
that is
addressing,
true.
yeah, like addressing that the reset could also be like a variation of what the norm is, because the norm takes so much of the energy versus whatever's the dynamic that restores it for you.
Yeah, and I think the other part of it that has made me realize we needed a reset, you know, you were saying like they don't name it, they don't, but I noticed the nagging on everybody's part heightens. Like the one more thing, the 5 more minutes, the I need this. That's like Torn Tribe. I got snagged this weekend because there's one of my sons that needed PJs, and he's like, oh, I know the perfect PJ that I wanted, that I saw. And so I took him to the store to go buy said PJ. Come to find out, it's not even a PJ. It's a costume. I'm like, what? Like, this is not a PJ. This is a Halloween costume. But okay, we will buy it. And I still gotta buy you PJs. But it was his way of getting me out the door one on one. And thinking, like, he honestly did think it was a PJ, but it was his way of saying, like, hey, this is our opportunity. We get our one on one, but the nagging for this PJ was like relentless. And that's how they get, like, and I think about it and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of the same way. Except I don't nag, I just get really upset really fast and grumpy when I'm
Oh,
tired, right? Like, when Athena is tired or hungry or cold, just don't talk to her because she's not really nice. But yeah, the kids do the same thing. And so I'd say if you're nagging, grumpy, and you're resenting being a parent, or you feel like throwing in the towel and
You
declaring,
want to call out day after day after day.
where's my sick leave?
You're calling, you're counting your PTO, you're looking at. And you're ignoring it because you don't want to really bring on the next day. Reevaluate and figure out if you could pause, pivot, reset.
Yeah, because it's not only just the physical things going on in your life, but also the mental. I noticed like that is one of the areas that I need to reset is my mental, to know that when I get up in the morning, I'm gonna get up to an alarm clock or a kid. The past couple mornings, I have woken up. I don't know what it is with pee these days, but I have woken up every single morning the past 2 weeks to some child in some shape or form peeing on something. And Torn Drive, I'm way past potty training. Like, come on. And then they got the nerve to be asking me for a dog. No, you cannot get a dog until this ends up in the toilet. Not on my bath rug, not on my rug, not on your PJs, like in the toilet. So, anywho, to mentally prepare myself, like, hey, I'm gonna wake up to not chirping birds like Cinderella. I'm gonna wake up to little people asking me for stuff, or an alarm clock that's way too early in the morning because people got to get to school or whatever event that we're going to. But changing that mindset to know that when they get home from school, yes, I'm going to have to mute the work call and tell them, give me 5 minutes, it's wrapping up, and not beat myself down on the fact that I'm constantly telling them to wait. Because I work from home and they're always around and in and out during my work day.
Yeah, I
So.
realize I do need to just figure out what the feelings are with the drowning, and if some of it is like, when is it that I create it for myself as my own SOS to myself, right? Because we need to stop saying yes. It doesn't all, like, I just now listening to you sum up like your morning, which I think about the one-off projects, like what Halloween turned into to get a project done this year, the things I have to order for work, like supplies for like the shoes and supplies for dance, and everything is like an order, a plan, have it by this time, that, and like, could some of that have been avoided? Is some of it to fill from the noise? Like, what is it I'm really buried under?
Yeah, and learning to say, your best yes, or learning to stop saying no to when people are trying to help. Like, that's always my problem. It's like, like I'm terrible to Torn Tribe. Like, they're Steve's like, you don't know how to have a maid. Like, I gotta teach you how to have a maid. Because I'm like, oh no, I'll wash my sheets and fix my bed, and like, I decluttered. This past weekend, I got rid of 20 bags, Torn Tribe, of toys. Meme. I went through that. Not that you could tell, because if you walk into my house, you'd be like, what 20 bags did you take to Goodwill? That's how bad the hoarding is in my house. My sons are hoarders. I'm calling them that because everything is. I grew out of this, but for memory's sake, I'm like, yeah, we're gonna take a picture for memory's sake and archive that. But anywho, so I need to learn to say yes to the maids when they say they're going to do like vacuum my office. Like, honestly, the only reason my office has gotten cleaned by the maids the past few times that they've come is because I haven't been home. And Steve's like, yes, go in there And the reason I don't like it is because they always take my stuff and they don't put it back where they picked it up from. It just gets piled up somewhere else. And I'm like, no, you messed up my piles. But anywho, I got to learn to say yes and stop saying no to things that are actually like going to help me. So Torn Tribe, we're just sharing these torn moments with you to let you know that it's okay if you're already at that point of needing to hit the reset button or needing to take a pause. It's not uncommon. You're not alone. If you feel like quitting parenthood, I'm right there with you. Don't worry about it. We know that you really won't go through with it, just like me. We won't go through with it. We'll keep showing up, but let's show up as our best parent, like the best parent that we have within us, and take that time to prioritize and look at our mental, our physical, and our spiritual areas where we can reset and give our best.
What's mending you this week?
What's mending me? I am feeling loved by the Lord. So I was writing in my journal one night and I was just being brutally honest in my journal, and this is why I throw out all my journals, Torn Tribe, after I finish writing in them. And so then they can't later
There's
become a
no
memoir.
record.
Yeah, no record, no record. Yeah, ends up in some landfill somewhere. So no record. But it's being brutally honest in my journal just about my feelings and about some things. And I wake up the next morning and I get into the word and bam, it just hits me. Exactly everything that I have been complaining about, the Lord just answers. And it was so amazing because he used the same words I was using in my journal to speak to me. But he flipped them on me. He's so good. So just the two things that he's asking of me is just to honor him and to fear him. And if I just set those things straight, being wearisome wouldn't occur. And because he has pointed out to me that I tend to like to overcomplicate things and forget the main thing. And so that's what mended me, was the fact that it was quite scary to like be like, oh snap, like everything I wrote, you have answered. You truly are a God that sees and hears, and desires to be heard and to have his people know that he sees them and he hears them. So that's what mended me.
That's beautiful. I'm feeling mended by being very sure and steadfast in what I value. Omar will often say to me that I don't compromise my integrity. He sometimes says it in a way that doesn't sound like a compliment, but I think there were kind words at an apropos time that answered exactly why I was feeling so strongly about something. And I appreciate at this stage of my life where I've been seeking for so long, like the answers to the questions and where on the journey I'm finding them, and how and why and what am I supposed to do with them to be certain about what I value and how I show up. And it was like a mix of being in a circle and being asked, like, how can someone gain your trust? Which in my mind is always like, what's the thing they did that made me lose trust in them, right? It's like, don't do that. And then like just circumstances occurring, and then just knowing that I felt the way I felt, just grounded in what I value and how I show up. And that made me feel really comforted by being that aware of myself.
That's awesome. I love it. I love when we get glimpses of ourselves, like a third party type view of ourselves, and it gets solidified what truly is part of our identity.
Yeah.
Well, Torn Tribe, thanks for joining us. We would love to hear from you guys, and also we would love to get some reviews so that more folks that are having a difficult time with their parenting journey can be mended and know that there's a community out there to support them and help guide them along the way, because it is a rough hood in which we all live. So memes tell our folks how to stay connected.
We are at TornMLB on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can reach us with an email to tornmlb@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining.
Choose grace.
When you feel torn, choose grace.